We're looking on Lamed Tes Amud Beis.
Yeah.
About five lines down from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 lines down from the top. You'll see the two dots.
Right.
And the Gemara starts Itmar.
Okay. Yeah.
Itmar. Now just Itmar. Right. Itmar Hiviu. And yeah, just by way of introduction, we're talking about a person.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking about a person who's eating. He's eating bread from 2 different loaves of bread, and he's going to make the bracha of hamotzi on 1 of the 2 pieces of bread, and as a result, he's potter from a bracha of hamotzi on the 2nd piece of the bread.
Right.
And he should choose to make the bracha on the superior piece of bread because of what's called kavod habracha. We should have respect for the bracha.
Right.
So now we have to ask ourselves the question, what enhances one bread over the other? What are the elements that might generate what's called pas ma'ula? Ma'ula meaning it's superior. Itmar. Hevi lifneim psisim ushlemim. Now he has what we call broken pieces of bread. That's called psisim. And he has shlemim. But he has one bread that's complete, that's whole. Omer Rav Huna says, Mevarech ala psisim, he should choose to make the bracha on the broken piece of bread, we'll see why in a minute, upoter es hashlemim, and then he no longer has to make a bracha on the complete bread. Why? So the answer is, and this we'll see in Mirtz Hashem in Rashi, that the advantage of the psisim over the shlemim is that the psisim might be larger than the shlemim.
Mm-hmm.
So that even though they're broken up, they're not complete, but he has the advantage of, you know, this large broken piece of bread. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, shlema mitzvah min amuvchar. I would rather that he make the bracha on the shlema, on the whole one, because that's an advantage that puts the pas shlema on a superior level, and it's more of a kavod habracha and enhances the bracha because the bracha is on a shlema. So the Gemara says the following, that even Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the mitzvah is to be mevarach on the shlema, but that's limited, because there are other factors that might come into play here. And that is what? We can make a bread from any of the 5 species of grains. However, on the list which the Torah gives, this is called the Perosh Nishtabhu Ben Eretz Yisrael, when the Torah speaks about the greatness of Israel, the land, it says, Eretz Chita Usiora. And the chita, the wheat, comes before the sa'ora, the barley. And therefore, aval prusa shel chitim, if you have a broken piece of bread, but it was made from wheat, ushlema min hasiorin, and the full, complete lechem, or pas, was from barley, divrei akol, meaning even Rabbi Yochanan, who always prefers the shlema, here he admits, I would not prefer the shlema, mevarech ala prusa shel chitim, upoter es pas hashlema shel siorin. He should make the bracha on the prusa, because the prusa comes from chitim, and that milah, that extra advantage of peros shenishtabchu ben Eretz Yisrael, according to that sequence where chita is before siora, that trumps the advantage of the shlema. So even though the sa'orin has the advantage of being a shlema, we would nevertheless prefer that he make the bracha on the prusa, because the prusa is chita and the shlema is si'ora. Amar Rab Yirmiya bar Abba kitanoi, which means that we're going to learn now a machlokes tanoim, and that machlokes tanoim will cast will shed a light on the question of prusa shel chitim versus shlema shel siorin. Meaning, until now the Gemara assumed that head hands down, I would say, there was no issue anymore. Definitely, we want the chita first and the seorah second. But now, the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah has a different take on it. He thinks that the issue of shlema seorah versus petitim chita is a real serious issue, and it is indeed the subject of a debate amongst the Tanoim. Kitanoim. So we find the machlokes Tanoim, and we're talking about hafroshas truma, which means that after we harvest our grains and perhaps some of our fruits, which is olives and grapes, we're not going to get into that now, then he should choose the best of the best to set aside as truma for the Kohen. So for example, if he has two choices, he's going to decide where he's going to be mafresh the truma based on the advantage of one over the other. We'll call that yafeh. He should take the most beautiful one that he can. So again, very similar, almost mirror imaging our discussion about which bracha on which object or food he should make the bracha, and it depends on different milos. We can have a similar kind of idea in which food he should separate as truma, because he wants to give the best of the best to the Kohen. And here we have a machlokes tanoim. The first Tana, which we call the Chachamim, the Tanakama, they hold tormin batzal katan shalem avolo chatzi batzal gadol. He has two onions, and one onion is very small, but it's complete, it's whole. The other is a half of an onion. He sliced the onion in half, but it is greater, it's larger than the whole. So even though it's not whole, but it's larger than the one that is whole, because the one that's whole is small. And this would seem to touch on the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna that we had before, right? Rav Huna said, let's go for the larger one, even though it's not complete. Rav Yochanan weighed in favor of the shlema, the complete one, even though it's not large. And in effect, the Chachamim that we're studying now reflect the sheet of Rav Yochanan, but Rav Yehuda omer lo ki elo chatzi abatzal gadol, that he should be mafris truma on the larger piece of onion, even though it's only a piece, it's only a segment. You know, if you want to talk about psychological terms, you know, the Kohen receives this onion as truma, right? Mm-hmm. So all right, it's cut in half. So you know, half of it was exposed to the element. So he'll cut off a little bit of a peel off, a little slice on it, but he ends up with a large piece of onion. Whereas if you give him a shlema, all right, it's a shlema, it's a complete onion, you know, he doesn't have to slice off the top layer, he just had to take off the peel maybe. He has himself a complete onion, but it's very small. He would rather, you know, he's rather quality than quantity. So my love, shouldn't we assume, the Gemara says, Bahaka Miflagi, that the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is on this very issue that divided Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. And that is the following. Demar Sovar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who wants the larger piece even though it's incomplete, the larger half onion, Sovar Choshuv Adif Mi Shalem, that a mila of being chashuv means that it's more right. Sizable, right? The quantity is larger. That's even more important than the shlemus. And therefore, you should be torim the half of batzal, even though it's not shalim, because it's chashuv. It has gadlus. Umar sofar, whereas the Tanakama, the Chacham hold that he should give the whole batzal, because they hold shalem odif, that what's most important when you give something is that you give a whole. You don't want to give a half. You know, it's like imagine if you had guests coming to your table, you're going to give them a sliced piece. You know, that we don't want. We want the shlemus. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara is going to say that Hecha de'ika kohen, if there's a kohen and you're actually right now giving the truma to the kohen, kuli almalo pligi the chashiv adif, you have no problem of spoilage it because immediately you're giving it over to the kohen, so he would rather a large piece, even if it's sliced. And nobody debates that. Ki pligi, the machlokas is in the case of the leka kohen, there's no kohen around. And therefore it's going to take a while until you actually deliver this truma to the kohen. In the meantime, it's going to start spoiling. And now the Tanakhama says, you know what? Maybe it would be a better idea to give a batzal shalem, because at least it's not going to spoil in the interim until he finds the kohen to deliver it to the kohen. And even though it's a smaller piece, but it's complete, it's whole, and and there's no spoilage. Okay, I'm moving a little fast because I want to get to a certain point that we can discuss.
And you're quite right. This is what is in the schedule.
Right. This nan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is again a Mishnah in Shrumos, Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kohen, whenever there's a Kohen around, is Torah Mine Yofeh, he should give the Yofeh, and if the Yofeh is a larger piece of a batzal, even though it's cut in half, nevertheless, the Kohen gets it immediately, and we don't have to worry about spoilage. Kol Mokom She'ein Kohen, if there's no Kohen around, Torah Mina Miskayin. Miskayin means that which could be would preserve itself for a longer period of time. And therefore, we're going to give the Kohen, prefer to give him a Shalem, even though it's very small, but at least it won't be subject to spoilage. Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein Torim Elamina Yofeh. In other words, Rav Yehuda says, let's not worry about spoilage. Right now we have a mitzvah of Truma. You want to be mafrish mina Yofeh. And therefore you should be mafrish from the larger piece. That has the advantage of being larger. Omer Rav Nachbar Yitzchak V'yiri Shamayim Yotzei L'dei Shneihem. If you really want to be what we call a frumer, you know, you want to be very religious, you can fulfill both the requirements of Rav Huna and that of Rav Yochanan. Right, the Rav Huna says you should take the broken ones that are larger, and Rav Yochanan pushes in favor of the Shleimim. And who is this person who will teach us exactly the way to do this and orchestrate in a way that you satisfy every single opinion? That's Mar Berei D'Ravina. The Mar Berei D'Ravina, Hoyameiniach Prusa B'Toch Shleima Ubotzea. He took the two breads, he took the prusa, which is the one that's incomplete, but it's got the advantage of being larger. And he took the shlema, which was the whole pas, which was, again, a little bit smaller, but he would hold both of them in his hands, he would make the brach on both of them, and then botzea. Botzea means then he would slice it. And apparently he would slice both of them, or at least he would slice the shlema, which has to be cut, because maybe the prusa is already cut. I don't know if he needs to cut it. But now he's fulfilling both the opinion of Rav Huna, who prefers that you make the bracha on the prusa because it's much larger, and the shita of Rav Yochanan is satisfied because Rav Yochanan says make the bracha on the shlema. So he makes the bracha on both the prusa and the shlema. And the Gemara adds, Tani Tana Kami Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We had one of the Chachamim who used to teach us a Braisa, and he would present the Braisa in front of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And what does it say in the Braisa? Meiniach HaPrusa V'toch HaShlema U'Botzea U'Mevarech. So the Braisa indeed certifies what we saw before, that we should be Mekayim both obligations by making the Brach on both the Prusa and the Shlema. Amalei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak heard this braisa, and he asked the following question, Mashmecha, what is your name? Amalei, he says, Salmon. Now Salmon is a name that comes from the word Shalom. Amalei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Shalom ata, your name fits you, because you are peaceful, you're trying to create harmony by integrating both Rav Huna Shita and Rav Yochanan Shita, Ushlema Mishnah Secha, and your teachings are also complete, whole. Shesamta Shalom Bein HaTalmidim. You have made peace amongst the various traditions here and the various customs by doing this of bringing the Shlema and the Prusa together. Oh, now we get to now we're getting to the Gemara that I want to discuss with you today. Omer Rav Papa, Hakol modim v'pesach. Everybody agrees on the night of Pesach. Shemeniach prusa v'toch shlema ubotzea. In other words, he should take a shlema, a complete matzah in this case, and a broken matzah, and he must have both of them. My timer, we understand why he needs a shlema, because in general we always want to make a bracha on a shlema, and that applies no less to the night of Pesach than it does to any night or any day. But why does he need a prusa? It sounds like Rav Papa is advocating that we must go out of our way to get a cut matzah, a piece of matzah. My time and why? Because lechem oni k'siv. When the Torah describes in Dvarim Perek Tesayin what the matzah looks like and what it's called, it describes it as the poor man's bread. And a poor man usually will buy, you know, he goes to the bakery and he says, do you have any broken pieces, which obviously are going to sell for a fraction of the price of a shlema. And that's what a poor man does. And part of the mitzvah of matzah, the Torah says, is to remember the poor man, because we were avodah b'mitzrayim. In any event, we see that he needs for the betzia, he needs both the shlema, because in Yantif, like any other holiday or Shabbos, you always want to get a shlema, right? And you make the havotzi on a shlema, and there's a mitzvah of lechem mishnah. But at the same time, he wants to achieve the mitzvah of lechem oni, and therefore he takes a prusa. Now, on this Gemara, we have a Tosfos, Divrei HaMaschil Hakol Modim, and Tosfos has a number of different opinions as to how we should engineer this Leila Pesach Prusa B'toch Shlema. So we're going to try to go through the Tosfos. Some of the Tosfos I'll read inside, and some of it I'll just kind of highlight without going through the tedious process of reading it. And we're looking at the last Tosfos here on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Okay, let me just get organize my place here, and then we'll see what we have time for, Mirza Shem, to go through this. Okay, Tosfos says that Mishum Dechsiv Lechem Oni, because the Torah says Lechem Oni, therefore Meiniach Prusa Tachas Hashlem. He should take the broken matzah and place it underneath the shlema. V'nire kibotzea al haprusa. And Tosfos says that by placing the matzah prusa under the matzah shlema and fulfilling the mitzvah of lechem oni, then it looks like he's breaking the prusa as well. U'mikolmakom ein liftsoa. So in other words, he sort of presents a vision, sort of a picture, as if he's breaking both matzahs, but in truth, he's only breaking the shlema. Now, he has to make two brachos. He says, al haprusa, on the broken matzah, yivarech al achilas matzah, which is the birchas hamitzvah. And then he wraps them together, the prusa and the shlema, v'ochlam mishtehen, yachad, and he eats from both of them. And why is he doing it in this way? Tosfos says, kidei she'e nira kibotzea afala prusa, v'chein ha-minuk. Okay, so he's going to basically, if I understand correctly, make two different brachos. He's going to make a bracha of alachilas matzah, and that's going to be on the prusa. He's going to make a bracha botzi lechem minaretz on the shlema. And aval ein lasos birchas hamotzi vegam birchas alachilas matzah ala prusa. He should make both brachas on the prusa. Davi ka osem mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So we don't want to make, two mitzvahs on one object. It looks like we're trying to get away cheap. So we do one mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of, let's say, lechem mishnah on the Shlema, and then we do the mitzvah of Lechem Oni on the Prusa. So Tosfos says, Veloni here, I don't think that this is the right way to go. To Ahavi, in this case, Birchas Hamotzi is a bracha of Nenim. And the Achilas Matzah is a bracha on the mitzvah. V'enem nikraim chavilos chavilos. You don't have to worry about doubling up a mitzvah on one object because they're two different mitzvahs. The mitzvah is to be mevarech, number one, a birchas hanenim, number two, to be mevarech a birchas hamitzvah for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. These are two separate independent entities, and that's not called chavilos chavilos. Chavilos chavilos only means when you repeat the mitzvah on the same object. So then we want to designate two objects. But if you're doing two different mitzvahs, I don't care if you do two different mitzvahs on the same object. And I'll prove it to you. To our kiddush, we have one kos of yayin, and we're going to make two brachas on that very same kos of yayin. Mevarchim akiddush, right? The whole nusach akiddush that ends with mekadesh hashavos. And we're going to be mevarech borei pri hagafen on the yayin. On the same cup of wine, we make two brachas. But the answer is that's not a problem of chavilos, because they're two independent mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of kiddush and another mitzvah of birchas hanenin, and they can coincide and overlap on one object. In this case, one kos of yayin. However, for Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina, I guess he was Austrian, hoya rogil laso sakol al haprusa, he would recite both the Birchas Hamotzi and the Birchas Al Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. And the reason he did so is because Ein Hashlema Ba'a Ki'im Bishvil Lechem Mishnah. In other words, his opinion was that to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, you need a Shlema, but you don't have to make the Bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Menorah on the Shlema and eat the Shlema. You just have to have it on the table. It's got to be in front of you. Now again, the reason why Rabbi Menachem would prefer that both brachos be on the Prusa, he has no problem of Chavilos, as we discussed earlier, because these are two separate independent mitzvahs, but he wants them all on the Prusa. His preference apparently is that we do two mitzvahs on one object, as long as there's no problem of chavilos. So what did Rabbeinu Menachem eat from the Shlema? Nothing. He didn't eat the Shlema. It was only there for Lechem Mishnah. It's got to be on the table. Now Tosfos quotes the Ri. V'ri haya ragil levarech tchila birchas hamotzi al shtehen. The Ri would start with a bracha of Hamotzi on both of them, and that's before the Bitzua, before he breaks the matzah. The Achakach, then, Mevarech al Achilas Matzah, then he makes the Birchas HaMitzvah, Ubotzeh Mishtehen, Achakach. And now he's going to do the breaking of the matzah, the Bitzua, on both. Because again, he made the bracha of Hamotzi on both of them, not only on the Shlema, but also on the Prusa. Then he makes the Alachilas Matzah, and then he breaks both of them. The Ein Zeh Chavilos Niachashe Hoya Ose Al Shtehem.
That's a point Rabbi Zera, right?
This is the Ri.
Oh, the Ri, okay.
The Ri is of the opinion that he's going to make the brachos on both the Shlema and the Prusa, and then he's going to be Botzeah. First he starts with Amotzi, and then he gets the Alachilus Matzah, and he breaks both of these matzahs. And that's not considered Chavilus Chavilus. Me'achas Shoya Osa Al Shteyah. Right? He made the brachos on both of these matzahs.
Right.
Upa'amim Haimapik Hari Nafshe Miplugta. He tried to get out of avoid this controversy.
Yeah.
And what is this controversy as to whether or not we should make the Hamotzi on the Shlema and then only afterwards on the Prusa? V'lo ha'yerotza l'shanos ha'minah. In other words, he didn't want to change the minhag that they did a betzi on the Shlema after the Hamotzi. Voyamavarech al Hashlema Tchila Motzi, Voyavotseak Tzas. And that was the minig of the world. And lo yamafrida, he wouldn't separate it. Ad shivarech al prusa al achilas matzah. Ubotzea mishtehen yachad. So let's get an overview of this Tosfos here on the pages that I photocopied.
Right.
You should see a page that will say on the top right, Tof Nun Aleph. So there are two copies. I made two copies. Okay. Yeah, see if you can find such a page. Okay. Here, let me make sure I made the right photocopies. You know, sometimes I don't make the right photocopies. Okay, this you don't need now. Here. Tough minute. No, tough. We're going to start.
Perfect.
Here,
okay. Perfect.
And this.
Perfect. That, perfect. Okay.
And this you'll keep, you know,
yeah,
for tomorrow.
Perfect.
You know, if you want.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay then.
Yeah.
So that's what we have.
Yeah.
So he says the following. Yesh levar dalet shitos. We're going to try to see an overview of four different opinions. The first is the opinion of Tosfos that we make the brach of Hamotzi on both matzahs, the Shlema and the Prusa, and then we break the Shlema. And then afterwards, we make the Alachilas Matzah on the Prusa, and we eat both of them together. And this was apparently the minhag that was common, the accepted custom at the time of Tosfos. He says the following: near the sphere, like the Beleil HaSeder, Tzarech Levarech Al Lechem Mishneh Kamo B'chol Yontif, V'gam Yesh Mitzvah Lechol Matzah. In other words, the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh, according to this opinion, and that's the minog, is first of all to make the brach of Hamotzi on a Shlema. Number two, to eat from that Shlema. Then we have another mitzvah with the Prusa, that's the mitzvah of Lechem Oni.
Yes.
And therefore you should make the bracha of Hamotzi on two shlemos, and he can be motzi, he can patter up the prusa with the Hamotzi, but as far as the bracha of Alachis Matzah, that should be recited on a prusa and only on a prusa because of the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. Now we have Rabbeinu Menachem Mivina. He holds that he should make both brachas on the prusa, and the Shlema is only there to be on the table for Lechem Mishneh. And according to Rabbeinu Menachem, we have here a pasuk that says Lechem Oni, Darko Shaloni Beprusa, which means that the mitzvah of matzah should be fulfilled on a broken matzah. And from that pasuk, we should derive the conclusion that we're not going to be Mevarech HaMotzi on the matzah Shlema B'Leil Pesach. We need the Shlema for the din of Lechem Mishneh, but we're not going to recite the bracha over the Shlema because tonight the mitzvah is to eat the prusa. And here Rabbeinu Menachem is arguing against the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. They hold on the night of Seder there is no din of Lechem Mishneh. The Torah says Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is antithetical to Lechem Mishneh. But Rabbeinu Menachem, even he holds that we have to take two Shlemos for the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh, but the mitzvah of Lechem Oni obligates us to recite both brachas, Hamotzi and Alachilas Matzah on the Prusa, and then we're going to break the Prusa. Then we get to the Rian Tosfos. His opinion is that we should recite the bracha of Hamotzi on the Shlema and on the Prusa before he does the Bitsua, and then afterwards he makes the bracha of Alachilas Matzah and he's Botzea from Shtehem. Now this is very odd. Why does he need the Hamotzi on the Prusa? It doesn't make any sense. L'chor, the Hamotzi should be on the Shlema. But what he insists, no, the Hamotzi has to be on both the Shlema and the Prusa. So the Rav Zichron Levracha wants to suggest that on the night of the Seder, we're really faced with a contradiction. There's an antinomy over here. Because on the one hand, Lechem Mishneh says we need Shlema, and the Birchas Hamotzi has to be on a Shlema, and that's true for any Yontif. But we have a din of lechem oni, which tells me that dako shaloni beprusa, and we have to make the bracha of hamotzi on a prusa. That's why Rabbeinu Menachem says we have to make the bracha on both the prusa and the shlema. Mitch, I'm a little bit behind, so we started late. So if you don't mind joining us for the next 15 minutes, so we'll finish here. We're trying to figure out on Leila Seder whether you make the bracha on the shlema or the prusa. So I have a copy for you if you want to look inside, and then we'll pick up Sanhedrin in a few minutes. Is that all right?
I can handle it.
Okay.
A little bit of time, didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. Okay then. So according to Rabbeinu Menachem in Tosfos, we're going to have to make the bracha and even the amotzi on the prusa. Why? Because since the Torah says lechem oni, and we have a principle of madako shaloni beprusa, so that mitzvah, that kiyum of lechem oni, teaches me that we don't make the bracha of the hamotzi on the shlema, but rather we make the bracha of hamotzi on the prusa, lechem oni. But on the other hand, we have the general mitzvah of lechem mishnah, and therefore we have to make the bracha of hamotzi on the shlema. So what do? We make the bracha on both the prusa and the shlema. And that means that there's a kiyum of lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach. It's not that the Torah, by formulating this kiyum of lechem oni, removes this mafkia, the general mitzvah that applies on any yontif of lechem mishnah. We have both. We have lechem mishnah, and we have lechem oni. So when we get to the bracha of hamotzi, we have to make the bracha of hamotzi on both the shlema midin lechem mishnah and on the prusa midin lechem oni. Which of the matzahs are you going to eat? You're going to eat from the prusa, and only from the prusa, according to Rabbeinu Menachem. And why is that? Because the mitzvah of lechem mishnah only requires that the lechem mishnah be there on the table, so to speak. You should make the bracha of hamotzi on the lechem mishnah. The halacha, the mitzvah of lechem mishnah, does not require that he eat the lechem, that he eat the shlema. That's the unique sheet of Rabbeinu Menachem. Now we get to the sheet of the Ri, which you'll see on the left column here, number Gimel. And he says that we should make the bracha of hamotzi on the shlema, and then we should also include the prusa, but when we get to the alachilas matzah, then we're going to make the bracha and be botzea mishtehen. Now this is very odd, just to reiterate the question that we had, Mitch, before you came in. And it seems like a stira, because the Ri is saying that because of the mitzvah of lechem mishnah, he's got to make the hamotzi on the shlema like any yontif. But on the other hand, because of the din of lechem oni, he has to make the bracha of hamotzi on the prusa. And at this point, he seems to be, so to speak, going hand in hand with Rabbeinu Menachem, that we have both mitzvahs that we have to be mekayim, and both have to be fulfilled through the hamotzi. So we need the hamotzi on the shlema, we need the hamotzi on the prusa. So the Ri says that in this case, we're going to make the bracha of hamotzi, mevarach hamotzi via alachilas matzah, make both brachos on the shlema and the prusa, and now we're being mekayim two mitzvahs. We're being mekayim the mitzvah of yontif, meaning of lechem mishnah, and that's on the shlema, and we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of lechem oni on the prusa. Now, the difference between Rabbeinu Menachem and the Ri is the following. They both agree that two mitzvahs overlap here, the mitzvah of lechem mishnah and the mitzvah of lechem oni. They both therefore agree that both brachos should be recited on both the shlema and the prusa, so that we have both. And Rabbeinu Menachem says that you have to take two shlemos for lechem mishnah, and you have to take a prusa for lechem oni, and you're gonna basically do the betzia and the achila from both of them. In other words, he holds that since you're going to be mekayim lechem mishnah, you need two shlemos, and you need to eat the shlema. Whereas the Ri says, no, You're going to just be your makir of lecha mishnah is because you have on the table a shlema, and you're going to be mevarach both brachos on the shlema, but you're not going to eat from the shlema, because he holds that you can be makayim the mitzvah of lecha mishnah just simply by making the bracha of hamotzi, etc., on the shlema. You don't have to eat from the shlema. Okay. It could be, it's possible, yeah, that according to Rabbeinu Menachem, that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Right, because Rabbeinu Menachem wants to satisfy both Lechem Mishnah, yeah, and Lechem Oni.
Yeah.
And he may decide that, you know, we have to have two shlemos in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Right? If you see the end of number days, are you on the same page as us?
Yeah.
If you look at the last three lines, he says, L'shitas Rabbeinu Menachem tzorch l'kaka shtei shlemos l'lechem mishnah. It's not enough to take one shlema. Ach midin lechem oni mevarch shtei abrochos hamotzi v'alach yusmatz on the prusa. So basically, he wants to see that you have both lechem mishnah and lechem oni. He's going to take two shlemos for lechem mishnah and one prusa for the lechem oni, just that he requires, based on his understanding of the mitzvah of lechem oni, that the brachos themselves have to be on both the lechem mishnah and the lechem oni, the prusa. So therefore he insists that we take both the shlema and the prusa, or in this case two shlemos and the prusa together at the time of the brach. Okay, then we have the following question. This is on the bottom of your page, on the left. Tzorech bir, madua eno botzea me'ashlema miyad achar shebirech oleha hamotzi. According to the shita of the Rabbeinu Menachem and the Ri, that we still have a mitzvah of lechem mishnah on the night of Pesach, which means that lechem oni is not mafkia, it doesn't replace the mitzvah, the general mitzvah that applies on any yontif of lechem mishnah, would it make sense that after the brach of hamotzi, he should be yotzei the mitzvah of lechem mishnah by being botzea on the shlema, and then go ahead and recite the second bracha of Asher Kitchon Mitzosav al Achilas Matzah on the Prusa, because that bracha of Achilas Matzah is to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Oni on the Prusa. So why are we insisting that the Shlema has to be there? I'm sorry, that in addition to the Shlema, in terms of the Mirchas HaMotzi, he needs the Prusa together with the Shlema of HaMotzi. And therefore, somehow, the bracha of hamotzi now is going to cover him from the shlema to the prusa, meaning it's going to somehow link up with the second bracha of al achilas matzah. And therefore, he is not going to be botzea immediately after the first bracha, because he wants to make sure that that bracha will cover even the prusa. V'nir alom, the din lechem mishnah ain't rak levarech al lechem uliachlo, ella shemi etzem chiyuv lechem mishnah gam tzorch levtsoa al halechem. Okay, I don't see exactly how that answers his question, but let's go on a little bit. And he says again, let's review me etzem chiyuv lechem mishnah gam tzorch levtsoa al halechem. So we have three elements that make up the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. Number one, we need the hamotzi.
Right.
Number two, we need the bitsua, the breaking of the shlema. And number three, we need the achila, according to this opinion. And he proves this from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos, v'tzorach l'kvoa kol su'udah mishloshten al yayin v'lifzol shtei kikros. So the Rambam requires bitsia on the Shlemos. Obviously, then the Betzia itself, the Rabbi's putting the emphasis on the Betzia, the breaking of the bread is also part of the mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah. Is therefore, when we go back to the Re did not do Betzia on the Shlemo Levada immediately after the Berachas HaMotzi. Oh, why not? So that I didn't understand. The Sfirle to be din darko shall oni beprusa tzarch levarch gam al gam es Berachas HaMotzi of Lech HaMishnah on the prusa as well. Wow, that's pretty wild. In other words, the mitzvah of Lechem Oni of prusa now reinterprets, or shall we say, expands the mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah, that now the mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah includes the prusa as well. And therefore, the Re in Tosus would be Mevarech Birchas HaMotzi on the Shlema. Avalot Batza, but he didn't do the Mitzvah on the Shlema. Why? Because he has to wait for the mitzvah of Lechem Oni. He has to recite the Brocha L'Achilas Matzah. And the Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah, as we saw earlier. And since now there's a mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah that covers, that includes not only the Shlema, but also the Prusa, by virtue of the mitzvah of Lechem Oni, therefore he can't do the Mitzvah on the Shlema. It's premature. Why? Because he needs to do the Mitzvah on everything that's included under Lech HaMishnah. And now we're saying that even the Prusa, by virtue of Lechem Oni, is included in the Lech HaMishnah, in the Shlemos. Even though it's Prusa, but it's still included, and we need a Betzia, not only a Betzia on the Shlema, but also a Betzia on the Prusa. HaPrusa She'oleha Mevorech Alachilas Matzah Yechol Litztarif LeBirchas HaMotzi V'havya Chelek Me'alech HaMishnah. So the Amotzi and the Betzia that follows the Amotzi is for the mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah. But now we're saying that the mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah on Leil Pesach is not just the Shlema, but it also includes the Prusa. Ubekach gam din Lech HaMishnah miskayim im ha-Prusa. Now this is pretty wild, that the mitzvah of Lech HaMishnah now is expanded to include not just the Shlema, but also the Prusa. We thought that by definition, Lech HaMishnah means Shlema. But now we're saying, no, you can be Mekayim Lech HaMishnah on Leil Pesach, you have to be Mekayim Lech HaMishnah on the Prusa as well. And by waiting with the Betzia, postponing the Betzia until after he finishes the Asher Kedshon Mitzvah Sova Al-Achilas Matzah, he's now going to be Mekayim the Betzua in its perfect, ideal way, by doing a Bitzua on both the Shlema and the Prusa, because Bitzua is an inherent part of Lech HaMishnah.
Seems such an incredible symbol to ensure that we do that, because of the fact that Lech HaMoni.
Yeah, again, it's a Pella. Lech HaMoni, I understand, is a separate Kiyum and Mitzvah Matzah, but now he's expanding it to Lech HaMishnah, now the Kiyum of Lech HaMoni and the Prusa is not just a separate independent Kiyum of Matzah, but it's also part of the Lech HaMishnah on this night, only on this night. Let's see if we can fit in one more paragraph, and then and then we'll call it a day as far as Masech Tebrachos is concerned. O Nagari, Levarach al Hashlema HaMotzi, Vayabotzea Mimene Ktsas, Velohaya Mafrida, Ad Sheyavarach al HaPrusa, Alachilas Matzah, Botzea Mishtem Yachad. So this is a very odd kind of minhag that he breaks off a little bit.
It's so hard to do it without breaking it off when you're dealing with matzah.
Right. What he probably means is that he somehow, holds it together. Maybe he should glue it together. I don't know if you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov, but anyway. And when do we actually separate it? It's only when he made the Alachilas Matzah, and then he would be Votzea Mishtem. But Nira, the Sover, the Me'achar Shebotza Ktsas Me'ashlema, Muchach, Shebirchas HaMotzi Chala Rak Al Ashlema. Oh, this is a problem. Because if he does a Betzia before he gets to the Bracha on the Lechem Oni, on the Matzah for the Mitzvah of Matzah, then Iglai Milsel Mafreya, somehow that sheds a light on the nature of his Hamotzi, because he only did the Betziah on the Shlema. So if he only did the Betziah on the Shlema, it means that the Hamotzi was Chal on the Shlema. Now, if I tell you that the Birchas Alachis Matzah is Chal exclusively on the Prusa, that would be fine. But no. The Ri wants to say that I need that the Achilas Matzah be Chal even on the Prusa. And that's very paradoxical. You know, we finished paradox number one, that Lecha Mishnah is Chal even on the Prusa. Now we're going a step further, and we're saying that the mitzvah of Lechem Oni is Chal even on the Prusa. V'afal pishal ha-shleimim v'varach ha-motzi v'al achilas matzah. Ah, you'll tell me he's making two brachas, fulfilling two mitzvahs on one single matzah, and that's a violation of the principle of enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The eno tzarech es ha-shleima le-birchas achilas matzah mishum she-mavarach al-achilas matzah la-prusa. In other words, we have a problem here, l'chor. Why? Because we're now saying that for the Achilas Matzah, he could be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on the Prusa. And if that be the case, then he's taking, just one second, why is it Chavilos? He's taking one Matzah, Afbisha al Hashlema. Oh, I see. Because now we're saying that the mitzvah of Lechem Oni extends to include even the Shlema. Right, that was the paradox of the Ri.
Right.
So if that be the case, then with regard to the Shlema, he's being Mekayim the mitzvah of Hamotzi and the mitzvah of Al-Achilas Matzah, because the matzah that he eats on this night has to be a Shlema. Why? Because we're expanding the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah to include even a Prusa. He says, if you have a mitzvah that requires by its very nature one object, then that's not chavilus chavilus. Shemosif Prusa al Hashlema Umevarach Alea al Achilas Matzah is Yeshlomet Abrochet Achilas Matzah Beikar Chala al HaPrusa V'Afalpi Sheabrocha Chala Nami al Hashlema Ukvarkim Mitzvahs Birchas Hamotzi is ein bazeh chisaron di ein osim mitzus chavilus chavilus mikemet sheinu tzarchas hashlema lebirchas al achilas matzah sheyotzei mitzus matzah beprusa v'einu mevirch klum al yidei zeh shechala birchas al achilas matzah gamken al hashlema. So he's saying that now that he has established that the mitzvah of matzah of lechem oni includes also the shlema, correct? So lechora he's violating chavilus chavilus because he's mekayim the mitzvah of al achilas matzah with both the prusa and the shlema, and that's chavilus chavilus. But he says no, it's not chavilus chavilus because he doesn't need the shlema for the brach of al achilas matzah. He can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah on the prusa, and he doesn't gain anything by the brach of being chal. The brach of Achilas Matzah being chal on the Prus, on the Shlema as well. Okay, we'll end here.